This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to part 10 of the Daily Devotional special, Love and Peace. And today we find ourselves in 1 Peter and the 4th chapter and verse 8. We were at 1 Peter this morning, or rather, should I say, during the hour one nugget as we are studying the entire book. But I want to bring you this because it's very, very powerful. Verse 7 says this: "The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers." Be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. I love that phrase, therefore be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. What's Peter talking about? Well, this is what he is saying. Because the end of the world is coming, and they felt it was coming very soon, but we feel it now in this generation, that it is almost upon us. We feel it so very, very strongly. And so what Peter is saying, in those end times especially, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Now, oftentimes, if I'm praying on my own, I find this: my mind begins to wander. You know, you're thinking, I'm going to pray for this, and then I'm going to pray for that, and then I'm going to pray for that, and then after that, I'm going to pray for that. And you start praying, and your mind begins to wander, especially if you're praying at night. Maybe you're tired, I don't know. But your focus of that prayer perhaps will wander. What Peter is saying is, don't let it wander. Keep your mind on what you're doing. Be disciplined in how you pray. I don't believe he's saying you must pray 5 times a day or you must pray 3 times a day. You see, communication with God, and that is what prayer is a thing that I do whenever I feel like it. I don't want to be told that I've got to pray at 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock and so on and so forth. I want to pray when I want to pray. But at the same time, when I am praying, I want to make sure that my brain, my mind, is fully focused on God Almighty and not drifting away. The other night, I was praying and I felt my focus was drifting all over the place. I was thinking about something else. So I don't know why I'm bothering to do that. You see, if I were to phone my dad's gone to be with the Lord now, but if I were to call my dad up, my mind wouldn't be drifting all over the place, because I would have called him for a reason. I would be speaking to him and I would be bang on perfect of what I wanted to say to him. I wouldn't allow my mind to drift. Yet when we pray, why do we allow our minds to drift? You see, we are having conversation with Papa God. We are talking to our Heavenly Father. So why would we let our focus drift? Why would we let our focus not be on Him as we are praying? We've got to be disciplined in that. We have to be disciplined in that. But then Peter goes on to say this: most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. He doesn't say continue to show love. He doesn't continue to say just so show some affection. He says deep love. And in this version of the NLT, the New Living Translation, he says the word deep. That shows you with that love there's a commitment. There's a real commitment. So we need to do that, beloved. We need to show this wonderful, deep love that comes from Almighty God, and we need to show it all the time. We need to cover each other in this deep love. And then Peter says, because love covers a multitude of sins. If you love someone and they've hurt you, yeah, it hurt. Yeah, it wasn't nice. But because you love them so much, it's so easy to forgive. It is not a problem at all. Because, you see, that love that comes from Almighty God allows you to forgive. How does it do that? Very simply. Very, very simply. Because Peter tells you, it covers a multitude of sins. If you could see all the sin that you have done or someone has done against you, if you could actually see it plain as day lying on the floor, and you could see a blanket that was called love, that blanket could cover those sins very, very simply, because you wouldn't have to think about it, really. Because you love that person. So that person has hurt you in a way that perhaps you find hard. Just think about your feeling toward them. Think about your sentiment toward them. Because Peter is saying, because the time is short, that sentiment needs to be deep. Deep, 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 deep. Say the word deep. Say it again. Say deep again. Say deep love. You see, deep love needs to be that deep. It's no good just saying to someone, you know, I love you. For if they turn to you and say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't love you at all. You did this to me, and that isn't being forgiven, so I don't love you. That person's love for you isn't the love that Peter is talking about, because that love is unconditional. It is agape love, and that love can only come from God. You can't manufacture that on your own. You need that love to come from God, because you see, if you don't rely on God for the love that you feel, then that love will always have conditions attached. And one of those conditions will be, as long as you love me, I love you. That's the deal. The second you say you don't love me anymore, I'm out of there. That's the point. And that's why Peter is encouraging you in this particular scripture to understand what deep love is. And he says it so beautifully. He says, continue to show deep love for each other. In other words, you've done it before and you can do it again. Make sure that you make a decision to continue to love in this wonderful, deep way that God is showing you as I bring you these messages. In actual fact, the only message I know how to bring is to bring God's love, to understand God's love, so that we can sense God's love. That's the only message I can bring, because that is what God Almighty has anointed me to do. Some years ago, he said to me, tell my people about my love, and that is what I do. And you see, if you understand God's love, and if you sense God's love in your life, then you know this. You can then begin to love the way God has taught you to. For Jesus said these words, love one another. Love one another, full stop. And then he says this, as I have loved you, love one another. Say that with me. As I have loved you, love one another. Say it again. As I have loved you, love one another. That should be, for you, one of the most important verses in the entire Bible. It is so important. You can find that in John, the 15th chapter. Jesus talks about love all the time. Why? because he knows how important it is. You see, when you have love for someone else in your life, and it is agape, it is unconditional, you know this. How can there be conflict and pain and war and upset and argument? How can it be in your life? If you love in this way, if you love unconditionally, what you will see is peace along with that love. And Jesus calls it a peace that passes all understanding. Beloved, that is the way to be. That is the only way to be. Most of all, most important of all, should I say, Peter says in 1 Peter the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, he says, most important of all, continue to show, watch this, deep love for each other. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sins. It covers a multitude, many sins. That is what we have to do, and that is what we have to live by, beloved. Loving one another as Jesus has first loved us. Loving one another with an agape love. And when you love someone, there is no distinction between easy love or difficult love, because you love them. However, sometimes we find it difficult to love. And when we find it difficult to love, that right there is the difficult love. Some of them are easy love. Some of them are difficult love. But once we get over that hurdle and make a decision that that difficult love will become agape love, then it becomes easy. Then it becomes easy love. Beloved, this is what God Almighty is encouraging us to do today. So let us give him thanks and honor him and worship him in spirit and in truth. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for all those who are listening to this either on the podcast or they're listening through Worship Radio 247, whatever it is, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would flood them with your love right now so that they would know that this love, this deep love, covers a multitude of sins, and it is the way that you require that we live, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing for us on a continued basis, and we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen and amen.